the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
You may hear it all around Twitter world. Vyvanse or Adderall XR? What is the best ADD, ADHD med out there, since it's such a giant category, the multi-millions of millions of dollars, and ADD and ADHD is running absolutely rampant through our society, from children who can't sit still in school to our adults who can't focus anymore. They take these medications, and some get relief, some get side effects, but the whole thing is controversial. What we are going to focus on today, however, is Vyvanse versus Adderall. If you are out there and your physician is toting one over the other, or says, hey, this new Vyvanse drug, this is a lot better, easier on your body than this Adderall, switch over. And if you say, but this Adderall I've been fine on, what do you do? Or if you're somebody who has been told by your doctor for years, you really need to consider being on these types of medications, which one should you take? Or are you watching TV and these lawyers come up and say, have you been on Adderall? Are you brain damaged? You may want to sue. For all of you out there, Dr. Weiss is going to clear the air on the differences between Vyvanse and Adderall. We're going to specifically be talking about the Adderall extended release version. That's the Adderall XR. I am going to clear the air and for once and final tell you which one of these medications I think is better. First, let's talk about what these medications are. When we are looking at what Vyvanse and what Adderall are trying to do, they are trying to raise brain chemicals. And these chemicals specifically, one is dopamine and the other one is norepinephrine. Again, dopamine and norepinephrine is what they are trying to raise. However, how they go about it, similar, but the chemicals themselves are very different. Adderall is what we call mixed amphetamine salts. And what that is it's actually four different medications wrapped into one. What the goal for that is that whenever we give a stimulant, we are worried as doctors about hearts racing, high blood pressure, addiction, obsessive compulsive behavior, nervousness. We are worried about all these things. So the inventors of Adderall decided that they would try and take not just a high amount of one of these stimulants, but they would take lower amounts of four of these stimulants, mix them up in a pill, and then give them to somebody. That was the logic behind it. However, when they did that, they got a lot of negative effects, including the high blood pressures, including a lot of those obsessive compulsive anxiety, panic attack or disorders. So in the world of medication, you are a business and you study what people don't like about a very, very popular selling medication, and you try and make one that has less of those effects. Hence Vyvanse. Vyvanse comes after Adderall XR. Now, Vyvanse is 100% of one of these stimulants called D-amphetamine. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's actually not just one of these medications. It's one chemical version of these things. Now, what it is, and what people don't tend to remember is, it's, if you remember that diet drug years ago called Dexedrine, Vyvanse is Dexedrine. So the inventors of Vyvanse didn't create a new molecule. They didn't do any breakthrough medication. They didn't, voila, we have discovered penicillin. There is no new discovery. They took a diet drug called Dexedrine. And if you remember, it was one of the most popular ones out there. And what did it do? It had side effects of high blood pressure, racing heart, and all sorts of things. But what they did with it is they made it into an extended or a slow-release type of medication. What that did is that eased the way that it went into the body. Now, when we compare Vyvanse to the Adderall XR, the Adderall is considered stronger because it's four of these different straight amphetamines. Vyvanse is released by digestion, versus Adderall has a different release mechanism. That's part of why Adderall is stronger as well. The Vyvanse is the diet drug in a slow release, while Adderall is these beads that slowly dissolve and get into your bloodstream. Adderall, again, considered stronger. Advantages of Vyvanse, according to research, are a couple things. And I can safely say these through research. One is that it can be effective up to 14 hours for one pill versus Adderall will sort of wear off. And that's probably because of that release mechanism. It goes and is absorbed by digestion versus sort of this bead technology. Vyvanse, again, is a pure D-amphetamine, the dexedrine, which according to research has less of the side effects of anxiety, of obsessive compulsion. Now, disadvantage of Vyvanse is, again, it's nothing more than a diet drug made extended release. There's no new invention here. So what does that mean? It's still a diet drug. Weight loss, which has really got a lot of people excited. Now, remembering that stimulant or amphetamine-based weight loss has ran into a lot of lawsuits through the years. The use of even using the herbal form of ephedrine, ephedra, came under a ban from the FDA. So dexedrine, that use of stimulant for weight loss, I guarantee that that's a lot of the reason why people are choosing Vyvanse is for that weight loss piece. Listeners, please don't choose that. If you are on Vyvanse and you're thinking, man, what a wonderful side effect I'm having from this medication, I can lose weight with it as well, then you're addicted. And it's the wrong reason to be on it, and you're going to get some serious side effects from it. This is strictly approved for ADD, ADHD. So at the end of the day, Vyvanse versus Adderall, if you are a person who is prone to anxiety disorders, you are Vyvanse. If you are anybody else, I would use the Adderall. I'm going to repeat that. Except for people with anxiety disorders, you should use Adderall, in my opinion. If you have anxiety disorders, then I would suggest that you use Vyvanse. Overall, I'm an integrative doctor. I don't like these drugs. I don't like the approach of using stimulants for ADD and ADHD. But, you know, the world doesn't run by what Dr. Decker Weiss says should happen. The underlying mechanisms of these is the poor performance of two brain chemicals, norepinephrine and dopamine. There are ways to naturally, using supplements, there are ways to naturally raise these brain chemicals. However, not everybody wants to buy a lot of supplements, and that's what it takes, nutritional supplements. Not everybody wants to exercise. Not everybody wants to eat right. And you need to do those things in order to avoid things like ADD, ADHD. You have to have good habits to get it under control. Let me go back and do a quick review here. We're talking Vyvanse versus Adderall. Adderall is a mixture of four amphetamines. That way, one amphetamine isn't dominating your bloodstream. It is a mixture of four in an effort to give you the best, smoothest effect. We are talking about the long-acting version of it. Vyvanse, on the other hand, is an old drug. It was pulled off the shelf, dusted off, dexedrine, and made into a long-acting drug. That old weight loss, dexedrine, is what it is. It is definitely safer for people who have anxiety. So ADD, ADHD with anxiety, Vyvanse. Everybody else, I believe if you are going to do a pharmacological approach, you would use Adderall XR. But don't forget, inside of you is a person that can be calm. Inside of you, in your nature, is the ability to heal ADD and ADHD without medications. Look at raising norepinephrine with SAMe, and like dopamine naturally as well. And I think you might be glad you do it. And we're trying to help you out to do it naturally in an integrative way on Radio MD.